Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It comes when you're throwing the football. I mean, that's a weapon that he has in his arsenal to when it breaks down, he can take off and that gets on, you know, your rushing yards. You know, they've done the same things that Detroit did, which is at times they've spied Lamar. And people have asked me about, you know, the spy. And it's like, well, it's really good. You know, the longer the play develops and the more the quarterback ends up stepping up, that scheme prevents you from the quarterback being able to run. But the advantage of that for us is if they're not rushing, it's one less rusher. And if they're not in coverage, it's one less cover guy. So there's give and take to every coverage and every scheme. And they made a couple plays out of it, but the Chiefs have done that as well.
So that's Todd Monken talking about Lamar and running. And he did not run well or much against Detroit. If memory serves, that week one game a year ago, I think he ran for over 100 yards against the Chiefs. Did he not? So do we expect him to run more, A, and B, while Lamar is a two-time MVP and probably should be a three-time MVP, he has not played great against the Chiefs.
No, and in part because those linebackers, Bolton and Chanel and those guys, have done a really good job. And I think the Lions, frankly, probably leaned into some of the film of what Spags defenses have done to Lamar in the past, because their approach to Lamar was much more effective and efficient Monday night than it had been in prior meetings. I mean, one way, though, you make that spy a little less effective is by running design read options for Lamar, and maybe design read options with Lamar and not just Derrick Henry, but Justice Hill, or maybe even Keaton Mitchell. Yeah, I think not just Lamar scramble, you know, four Mississippi, five Mississippi go. I think more of an intent to activate Lamar's legs is probably in order, always within reason and always being cognizant of the risks involved. But I think that needs to be a little more prevalent.
I've been saying that all week long, and we can talk about Derrick Henry, and yeah, they got to get him going, but Lamar's only got 15 carries through three games. I would like to see Lamar Jackson activate his legs more this week against the Chiefs in a game that the Ravens really need to have.
Yeah, I would like to see I'd like to see him more assertive too, like the game, and give credit to the Lions. I think they had Lamar a little confused on Monday night. And heck, I wouldn't be surprised if Steve Spagnuolo's got something in his bag for Lamar. But I'd like to see him more assertive on when to go, because he did not seem to like what he saw on Monday night.
Yeah, and I also felt like the answers a lot of times weren't there. I think it's three guys running routes versus six men in coverage. Yeah. Like, that's going to be tough. Likely, if in fact he plays and plays regularly, can start to tilt the balance in your favor. But I think they might end up throwing more on first down than they have. And I think they might end up throwing on first down to some people who haven't seen that much of the ball.
I also think the quick passing game that you've been bringing up a lot, and getting Zay involved early. Just two catches last week after a really strong start weeks one and two. I think getting him involved in the quick passing game.
Bubble screens?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So how do you think he plays Sunday, Jason?
I think Lamar will be good. I don't know that he's going to be transcendent. It's been hard for him to be transcendent against this defense. I think people throwing dirt on the Chiefs have to be careful about what they're throwing the dirt on and who they're throwing the dirt on and where the problems really are. How much of an asset will Derrick Henry be for Lamar in this game, and how much won't he be? How much does Lamar have to put the cape on and just make it happen himself when he's had to play hero ball against this defense? It hasn't gone nearly as well as it has against some other defenses. I think Lamar will play well. I don't think Lamar is going to go off, and I don't think this offense is going to go off. And I think this defense needs to come up with a game plan and execute it to a point where they can hold the Chiefs to the low 20s. If they don't, I don't think they're winning this game.
I'll say this. Lamar Jackson has not thrown an interception yet this season. I don't know that that's going to be the case when this game's over.
I mean, he got away with several against the Lions.
Yeah, yeah.
Branch was right in his hands.
Yeah, he threw one right to him. Yeah, I think that he'll have at least one in that category when this game is over on Sunday.
And look, Mahomes is throwing passes that are not super accurate as well. But we know when he hits these guys in the hands, they don't always catch it. But like, I think they'll have opportunities to make plays on the ball from Mahomes, but will those DBs make the play?
Those damn DBs. Coming up next here on The Fan, the final injury report is out. We'll update you on that. And what did Harbs have to say today? You'll hear him next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're on The Fan.
He's doing well. I mean, he's kind of in that day-to-day world right now. So we'll see. You know, he's working hard to be there on Sunday.
John Harbaugh talking about Ronnie Stanley, who is listed as questionable for the game Sunday after not practicing on Wednesday and Thursday. He was limited today. Travis Jones also questionable, limited today and yesterday. Isaiah Likely full today, limited Wednesday, Thursday. He's questionable. Kyle Van Noy practiced for the first time, limited today. He's questionable. Ricard, Matabike, and Brody all out.
Yeah, they're shorthanded up front. I mean, there's no two ways about it. When you see those activations and signings made when they were made early in the week, that's a bad sign. I can't imagine Van Noy has a role in this game. I just don't see that. And even the guys like Stanley and Likely, like are there limitations on them? Are they getting worked out before the game and we got to do this to him or that to him to get him to play? And then you worry how those things wear off or whatever through the course of 3 hours of football. So the questions we had about this team heading into the season, and so much as there were questions, because there's a lot of people saying the best roster in the NFL, were in the trenches. and they could ill afford a rash of injuries in the trenches because they abstained in the draft from really addressing and buttressing those areas, despite this being a great draft to do it in. And we know they're not doing much outside the building in free agency. So this is the worst case scenario, and it's happening right before they face a team that probably correctly by Lamar was once called their kryptonite, or at least was asked, is this our kryptonite? Or
are you asking volunteered
me, kryptonite. Are you asking
yeah,
me
he volunteered kryptonite. Yeah. Now, I guess if you're trying to look at a glass half full, it's not like they're facing a huge run heavy team, but the depth on the defensive line is a significant concern with Brody out and Nnamdi out, and with both those guys out, you'd love to lean on Travis Jones to play the bulk of the snaps, but he's banged up as well, so you just wonder how much his snap share is going to be. So defensive line, huge concern, and as I've said earlier, I'm not firmly convinced that Ronnie Stanley's playing, and if Stanley doesn't play, then you got Joseph Noteboom at left tackle, and we know that Roger Rosengarten, it's been a bit of a roller coaster for him this season.
One more from Harbs. I think we're getting more and more confident that we'll see Isaiah Likely Sunday. Here's Harbs on Likely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just depends on what's best for us and you know, the team in terms of we'll watch the tape, see how his numbers look. You know, it's going to be a tough environment. You know, he's practiced 1 week, but he looked really good. So is he ready to go in there, you know, in this game against those guys and you know, play at the top level and help us win the game? Or is somebody else more suited? But he could do it. Looks good to me. I think he looks good. And we'll just have to see if it's the best thing for us on Sunday. We haven't really decided that yet.
Full disclosure, he's practiced.
There's some word games going on there.
He's practiced for 2 weeks now. He was limited all last week, but he practiced every day. Limited the first 2 days this week and then full today. And basically, Monk all but said we hope to have him out there on Sunday.
He's just trying to play those games, Jason. He might not play.
Spags might not sleep tonight. He might not. He might just spend 25 hours at the facility instead of 24. Just trying to figure that
gotta
out.
Got to cram it in. That was something.
Yeah, it was like a 20-second answer. He might not.
It's Friday when you're 1-2.
That was some good math. He's practiced for 1 week.
Well, look, he hasn't practiced full for any extended period of time. And again, that he might be someone that they want to see how he looks like after you get off the plane and when you get to the ballpark on Sunday morning. Maybe there's, you know, something of a game time decision element to this. They could certainly use Isaiah Likely big time if he's anywhere close to full strength.
Should be interesting. I go back to the defensive line. I think we're going to see a lot of this Taven Bryan guy that they just picked up off the street because Brody, no Matabike, and I don't know how much, as you said, Bone, I don't know how much of anything they're getting out of Travis Jones, who I think he played two snaps in the fourth quarter, and he's only practiced limited for 2 days, and I saw somebody, he didn't look great moving around, so.
Well, and look, if you can't anchor and you can't prevent the offensive line from pushing you around after the snap, you're in trouble. Like Micah Parsons, maybe some people think he's the best defensive player in the game. They couldn't stop the run in Dallas. You could run up the gut on them. How many playoff games were they winning with Micah Parsons?
That's what Jerry said today.
Were they even getting to the playoffs with Micah Parsons? So
you're
I'm just
speaking
saying,
Jerry Jones
if you are that undermined and that compromised, you've lost your best interior pass rusher and your best run stuffer. And then you've also lost some depth pieces around that, or you've got some depth pieces who retired, some depth pieces who are hurt, and some depth pieces like Travis Jones who might be playing at far less than 100%. I just can't fathom a scenario where Andy Reid isn't probing and pushing and seeing just how much he can bully you.
Jerry Jones today, speaking about Micah Parsons on 105.3 The Fan, quote, while he does make great plays, there's also a way to approach playing against Micah. As we know, because we didn't exactly win Super Bowls those years while he was here. Basically saying exactly what Jason just said.
Well, homie, haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years.
Guys are simpatico hacks.
I'm just saying that Kyle Hamilton's a great player, and it's great to have all these corners, but if you're a bottom five team in D tackle, you're not. Those guys are not going to carry you very far. And some of those Dallas teams had offenses that were routinely scoring 40 points at, especially at home. That's a tough way to go in this league.
Ravens and the Chiefs Sunday, 4:25 is the start time. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show, starts at 1 at the Green Turtle in Canton. That's Bone and yours truly, hour number 1. Hours 2 and 3, it's Bone, Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston. We'll get you ready for kickoff. When we come back, though, finishing the week strong. Bounce back, fall back, next here on The Fan.
Let's go way back to Wednesday, and Ben took on Ken because Ben beat Jason so bad last week that Jason
thrashed me.
He needed to
step out.
He didn't
get one wrong.
He needed to step out for a minute.
I did.
So he did. Tyler Wells records over 16 and a half outs. He did not. He went 4 innings. That is 12. Both of you guys bounce back. Cade Povich, combo platter here. Records at least 5 strikeouts, allows 3 earned runs or fewer. He did neither. 4 strikeouts, gave up 5 earned. Both you guys fell back. O's win the series. They did on a walk-off yesterday. Both you guys bounced back.
We both thought Wells would get the series.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Jackson Smith and Jigba goes over 84 and a half receiving yards. He did not. Barely 79 yards.
Yeah, he had a horrible first half.
Can you bounce back? Ben fell back. Trey McBride, over 64 and a half receiving yards. He did not reach that. 52 yards. Both you guys fell back. Sam Darnold throws for 2 touchdowns.
50 is where we played him at Wannabet, by the way, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, well,
and we played Smith and Jigba at 60 and 70.
You're up 11 units.
Between the Discord and,
Super Discord.
Super Discord.
Stats
and
on fire.
Sam Darnold throws for 2 touchdowns. He did not. Threw 1. Both you guys bounced back.
We had him for 1.
Seattle covers 1.5. They did at the gun, 23-20. Both you guys bounce back. Game goes over the 43.5 point total. Vegas is very smart. It was at 43, and both you guys fell back. So Ben won by 1.
Wow, Ben on fire.
Ben cannot be stopped.
Ben on fire.
Ben, you want to take on Jason?
I think we ride this hot streak.
Yeah. This is how we do it?
Yeah. Ben, take on Jason
for whatever.
Jason had the 21-31 sign put up on the building during that one run.
Oh, I got to get loose.
It was unprecedented.
I got to catch that one.
It was.
Wasn't it like 10 in a row, 8 in a row, something like that?
It was multiple months, I think.
It was forever.
Jason's having nightmares, though, with Ben coming back up. Are you sure you're ready for this?
I'm not. I thought I was going to beat up on the Ginger Gorilla.
The boards. Well, we're doing
it's
all
like family now. I don't. This is tough.
We're doing all Ravens Chiefs.
Okay.
Let's start with one Lamar Jackson. Book of the Bone has his passing total at 222.5. Mm. Ben, he goes over that total.
I'm gonna say he throws for 247 passing yards. Goes over.
That is a bounce back. 247. So he said 247. Yep. We need accuracy. Jason?
I'm going to say 215.
That is a fallback for those at home. 215. Let's go to Patrick Mahomes, who averages 335 passing yards in his 6 games against the Ravens. His total, 238.5 yards. Jason, he goes over that total.
Say throws for 249.
249. That is a bounce back for those at home. Ben.
257.
God, I hope Ben hits one of these numbers. I really
Me
do.
Me too. Yeah. That's Lamar. Good. That's good promotion for Wannabet.
That's
what do you
true.
Mean?
That's true. That's true. That's true. It's
that's
Jimmy
more
Butler.
Important than
it's
this little Jimmy bit Butler. That we're doing here. Come on.
Lamar Jackson's rushing total, Ben. 45.5 yards. He goes over.
Is Ben having to go first on every one here or no?
You just went first.
Okay, I'm all discombobulated.
Friday, Jason.
As soon as I started getting my streak going, well, I mean, he's throwing me off.
You're so bad. Like, you're so in his head.
Come on.
That bad.
Come on. I'm gonna fall back. I didn't think he...
I'm going to show up dressed as a minion next time. I'll really throw you off your game.
He didn't seem too upset with it, his rushing last game. So I'm going to say 31 yards.
69, Bone.
There it is.
That's a bounce back. 69 yards. Derrick Henry, he has not hit this total his last 2 games. Jason, 82.5 yards. He goes over.
67.
It's a fallback. 67? Come on.
So Ben? Close.
We're going to do 74.
74. That's still a fallback. 74. Isaiah Pacheco. His total, book of the bone, rushing, 34 and a half yards. Ben, are you going over?
36.
37, oh, barely. Jeez. Ben, bounce back, 36. Jason,
78.
78.
Wow. Double up.
Double bounce.
Make it 88.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, okay. All right. 88. Oh. Final number?
98?
Final number.
Final number. Okay.
And anything over 40 will suffice. Or 40. Anything over 39 will suffice.
Zay Flowers, quiet game on Monday night. His total, 62 and a half yards receiving. Jason, he goes over.
I'm going to say he has like a high number of catches, but I'm not sure they're going to be super explosive. So I'll say he's productive. Like, say he catches 5-6 balls. Man, what's the number again?
62 and a half.
Book of bum. Catching six 60. Balls.
5 for 60.
That's a fallback. 5 for 60, Ben.
I like 5, too, but I think he's going over this. I think 84 receiving yards 84. On the day. Big
nice. Time. Ben, nice taking over the world.
We got a Hollywood Brown revenge game, fellas. Mm. His total, 45 and a half yards. Ben,
how many times does the 22-yard line tackle him?
How many balls does he drop?
Yeah.
I'm going to say he has 2 drops, 32 receiving yards, a bigger day for Rasheed Rice.
Back, 2 drops.
We're going to get the worthy.
Jason.
Yeah, I think it's a nothing burger for Hollywood. I think Valdez Scantling might do a little something. I think Noah Gray might do a little something.
Okay. So that's a fallback.
Valdez Scantling's still there.
Ben brought up Xavier Worthy. 40 and a half yards, Jason.
I think he goes over it.
Okay.
I could see him having like 65 yards receiving and like 35 yards rushing. I could see him taking like a jet sweep for a little something-something. So I could see him having 100 scrimmage yards.
I just wrote that down.
Great minds thinking like I was going to say. I think it's a big scrimmage yards day for Worthy.
You meant Juju, not Smith. Scantling, because I don't think he's there anymore. You meant Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju's there.
Last one. The over-under in this ball game is set at 48 and a half points. Ben, this game goes over. Bounce back, fall back.
44 points are scored. It goes on.
Fallback, 44. Jason?
Chiefs unders at home are the way to play it, but I think it goes slightly over. I think 27-24.
27-24.
Beltway Ben, tell the people again where they can find you.
You can find me at BHJournalist on Twitter. Please follow me there. We're trying to grow that. But most importantly, want to bet. That's where everything's going well right now. AJ Barner, anytime touchdown, had people asking who he was. Things are rolling, and it's all free.
Guys, there's a huge college football Saturday tomorrow. Please tell me there's going to be a wannabet, right?
Oh, there's going to be.
There's got to be.
Yeah, Jason's going to be in the tech building. Jason's going to be in the tech building.
I'm going to be in a parking lot at John Carroll at a baseball tournament.
I've told him, get somebody service learning hours, get in the tech building.
He thinks at 8 a.m. I got to have this kid there at 8 a.m. tomorrow. He thinks at a Saturday, 8 a.m.
I work pretty tough for my service learning hours. I think Jason could pull the strings there.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll be sitting in the car doing it on my phone.
See, that's... No, I would be over
around,
there saying
what
I
are we
need...
thinking? Probably around 10:30.
It's a nice slate.
It is a great slate.
If you want winners, 10:30 tomorrow. Jason's Twitter, Ben's Twitter, YouTube.
If you watched before our show, you'd have cashed on Bayern Munich again.
And if you watched earlier in the week.
Bundesliga!
And if you watched earlier in the week.
Yes.
You gave it out earlier in the week.
Yep. So. Hit early, hit late.
Hit early, late, hit often.
Through the night if we start playing KBO stuff.
Yeah. Oh, stats on fire.
Stats on fire.
Yeah.
Right before 49ers kickoffs. I mean, all of it.
Yeah.
That train's always right on time.
Yeah, it is. You have 2 weeks in a row done a 49ers parlay in our best bets.
Oh, no, I have in our best,
yes. Yes, in our best bets. You've done a 49ers parlay.
And those numbers are going to move because Purdy's playing now. So.
Yes, I just saw that.
Any idea when their bye week is from RB or no?
I you know what? I can look in the Discord and find out. That's the good thing.
Super Discord. We'll come back at the text of the day preview. Nothing, because we have the weekend ahead of us. And get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio. It's Baltimore baseball tonight. It's the Bone. It's Ryan Ripken. It's at 6 here on the Fan. It is human nature to pick against the Ravens when they take on the Kansas City Chiefs, because quite frankly, Lamar Jackson is what, 1-5 in the 6 games, or 1-6 in the 7 games, whatever it is. He does not beat the Chiefs.
Not good, Bob.
Yeah, not good. So just to recap, you both have a 27-24 Chiefs, correct?
Apparently.
I have a 30-24 Chiefs. We did not ask Beltway Ben, though, to make a pick for the Ravens-Chiefs game. Do you not a bet, but who are you picking in this Ravens-Chiefs game on Sunday?
All week I've been saying the Chiefs, but the closer we get, I think they pull it out. I think
The Ravens.
Yeah. Yes, I think the Ravens pulled out. I think they're, again, this is my heart.
Sure.
If I was a random fan, I would not be. But I think the Ravens pulled out here. I think they heard the defense take some pride this week, maybe, and shows off a little bit.
Ultimately, would any of us be shocked if the Ravens won?
No. They're usually close.
But it's just hard for me to pick them until I see them beat the Chiefs. Like, I need to see them win an Arrowhead before I can.
There's also a lot of panic there. Like, sure. as bad as the Ravens have been, disappointment we've had, I mean, it's the same way down there. And the Giants, if Russ isn't god awful, they're right in that game.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, Rush, that one series by the goal line was something else, huh, Ben?
He hit the guy up in the stands. Yeah. I think he was second level.
Yeah, that was great. Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text today comes from Jimmy in Baltimore, who says, Kyle Hamilton calling the fan base spoiled is BS. Yeah. This team has losers. Not only is the head coach pushing back on Super Bowl or bust, but the top paid players are calling us spoiled when their defense is the worst in the league. This team is a true joke.
I think that Kyle Hamilton was meaning well when that came out of his mouth. He was trying to defend Zach Orr, but the execution of it was not great, because it's not like they're 15th in defense. They're 32nd, 31st in defense.
Yeah, and Kyle Hamilton, every time he speaks, whether it's open locker room like it was yesterday or in a press conference setting, he is very insightful and well-spoken.
He's great, usually.
But that was a misstep on his part.
I mean, they're allowing 157 yards in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They've been a bad fourth quarter defense forever. And they're missing some of their most important players. So, yeah, I don't know that anybody there needs to be talking about the fans or any of that stuff. There's plenty of work to be done looking inward. I really don't know that now's the time to project outward. Like, they need to try to find a way to play four quarters of decent defense.
Do they have four quarters of decent defense in them? I haven't seen, the Cleveland game was more about the fact Joe Flacco looked a little washed to me.
I mean, look, if they had a full complement of players, then I might be inclined to say that this is the time that they catch the Chiefs when they're vulnerable and get them. But I think the Matabike thing is, I just think it's
enormous.
Massive. I think it's a totally different defense. And when you already were having to try to scheme stuff up to overcome a lack of edge presence, now to be that vulnerable inside and to have had all this play out on Monday night and Andy Reid sitting back and watching, I just think they're going to have a hard time winning this football game. But I do think it'll be close, and they'll certainly have their opportunities.
Yeah, this will not be a blowout.
Mm-mm.
No. And the Chiefs will be able to make a couple plays where the Ravens won't. That's usually how it happens when these two teams play.
Yeah,
one team will do something in the clutch that the other will probably won't back.
Bone, any Volo this weekend?
No Volo. Just Wednesdays.
Oh, that's a shame. By reminder, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show. Postgame show is Beltway Ben. That's after the game.
That's a Beltway Ben production.
Yeah, that's Beltway Ben. But before the game, myself and the Bone for hour one. Bone, Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston, hours two and three. We will be live at the Green Turtle in Canton. So if you want to come out and see us, and remember, after the game, tune in to 105.7 The Fan postgame show with Beltway Ben Hall. So tune in for that. That is it for us, but don't you fret. Baltimore Baseball Tonight, the final Baltimore Baseball Tonight of the year. It's Trevor Rogers Night in the Bronx. It's the Bone. It's Ryan Ripken. It's cut from the same cloth, we hope. And it's at 6 here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.